Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, they're now taking statements ahead of the 8th vote. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but let me just ponder my orb. Let me just play Nostradamus here for a second. Nothing's going to change. You're going to have about 20 people voting for other, either Donald's or Donald Trump or something else. You're going to have about 200 votes McCarthy and just over 200 Jeffries. Nothing is going to change. McCarthy's about to take an 8th loss, and this process of futility rages on. But hey, shutting down the government, stalling the government, throwing a wrench into corrupt D.C., I got no problem with that. I love this threat of, oh, we'll shut the government down. That's a threat? Please. That'll be the day. That's a threat. Give me a break. Shutting the government down is a threat. We go back to the phone lines now. And let's go to Steve in North Dakota. Steve, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, first off, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister said it best. We're not going to take it anymore. Secondly, anybody's going to be better than Pelosi. And third, why not Matt Gaetz?
I don't know why Matt Gaetz hasn't thrown himself in the ring to be Speaker.
I can live with it, Matt Gaetz as Speaker, so.
I like Matt Gaetz. But I don't have
Why
the answer.
Not?
I just don't have the answer. I don't know.
Oh. Okay, I just thought I'd throw it out there, but.
Okay. Well, it seems Donald's is the choice to replace McCarthy. So that's where it's going now, even though Gaetz did nominate Donald Trump with the 7th vote. So we may see another surprise with the 8th vote incoming, but the results will be the same. Steve, thanks for the call. Let's go to Josh in Arizona. Josh, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I just want to echo what that last guy said, the one that had to make a quick statement because he was going to work. I really think that you should ask Marjorie Taylor Greene if she's compromised, if they've got something on her because of her incoming divorce or something's going on with that, because, it just kind of seemed like there was a major flip-flop with her. It was really weird, Like, she's all this gung-ho, and then she's behind Kevin McCarthy all of a sudden, and he's on the WEF homepage as, like, the Speaker majority. Something's going on, and I just was wondering if you could do me a favor and actually ask her point-blank, like, do they have something on her?
I mean, look, let me respond to this. If her people are tuned in and then they hear these calls, they're not going to let her come on. And if I come out and say I'm going to do that to her, then she's not going to come on. And I don't really want to do that to her. I plan on asking her legitimate questions, but I think these concerns are legitimate as well. I don't want to get into that issue because there's very few congressmen and women that will even come on these airwaves to talk to us. And if she's willing to do that, then I thank her for that. I'm not discounting your concerns here. I mean, I'm just saying, strategically, that wouldn't be the best move to do at this point. And I'm not ready to completely disregard Marjorie Taylor Greene as one of the good people in Congress because maybe the last month or so we've had some questions about her activities. You're never going to see eye to eye with someone completely. Nobody's going to be perfect. But I'll just leave that there and take another call. Let's go to Brian calling in. He's somewhere in America. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. What's shaking, brother?
Howdy.
So, yeah, I'm sitting here watching it on C-SPAN. I think this is great. I haven't felt this good in a while. We actually can make a difference.
I agree. I have not felt this good since Trump was president.
You know what I'm saying? This is our chance. We have 20 people that are actually listening to us.
Completely agree.
You know what I'm I completely agree with everything you say, man. You guys are doing a great job.
All right, Brian, great call. These are great calls. This is how we do it. Get in, make your point, and we move on. They've started the 8th vote. Here we go. Kevin McCarthy. going for the quadruple platinum sombrero. What an absolute embarrassment. And then they try to act like the heroes of this are the ones that are losing. No.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
So here we go again. Line them up to knock them down. McCarthy about to go 0-for-8.
Sorry. This is so ridiculous.
And there's so many stories behind the story. Again, this is the what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. The unstoppable force is the great awakening, the reawakening, the new renaissance, patriotism returned, common sense returned through the American people versus the unstoppable or the unmovable object, rather, which is the deep state, the swamp, the donor class dominating us with their political will. That's an unmovable object. But we're the unstoppable force. This is it meeting right now. That's what you're saying. So they just started the next vote. I don't expect anything to change. McCarthy will take his 8th loss. And we'll just go through the process a 9th time, probably. And then they'll move on till tomorrow is what it looks like is going to happen here. And then do we do it all over again? Or does McCarthy finally say, it's not going to be me? Or do the Republicans that keep voting for him say, we're done with this act of futility, we need to move on? But I expect we're just going to see the same thing again today. Now, we're taking your calls. In case you were wondering, though, why did they say, why when speaking on the floor did Dan Bishop in his great speech say Byron Donalds is not a prop? Well, that's because Cori Bush, Democrat member of the squad, called him that. Now, it's funny because Cori Bush is a major black activist as the representative from St. Louis. She's a major black activist. You may even call her a black supremacist. But, oh, when it comes to Byron Donalds, now all of a sudden she doesn't like the black man. Byron Donalds is not a historic candidate for speaker. He is a prop. Despite being black, he supports a policy agenda intent on upholding and perpetuating white supremacy. His name being in the mix is not progress. It's pathetic. So here's what you need to understand about liberals and Democrats. I've explained it before, but just another example. Whenever they do all this virtue signaling over race and skin color or anything else, gay rights, all the other stuff, it has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with skin color. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It has everything to do with politics. Because the minute you're gay and not a Democrat, they hate you. The minute you're black and not a Democrat, they hate you. They're all frauds. They don't actually care about racial issues. They don't actually care about whatever sex issues. They don't. It's always politics. So you can be black, you can be gay, you can be all this other stuff they virtue signal for, but if you're not on the thought cult chain, if you're not in the thought cult, if you don't do the same politics they do, then you're out. Doesn't matter whether you're black or gay. So it's all virtue signaling, it's all fraud, proven once again by a liberal Democrat, Cori Bush. Let's go back to the phone lines, and let's go to Tim in Seattle. Tim, you're on the air, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, amazing show again. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just curious. Even if we get whoever as Speaker of the House, are we not? I mean, didn't we just learn the lesson that all politicians are selected to oversee the ongoing genocide of the American people?
You're talking about issue of you have no faith in our elections.
I have no faith in the suits that are running for office that are employed by the World Economic Forum. I mean, they've all signed treaties, backdoor treaties. We're aware of this. The research shows this. I mean, they're just silent when they need, and then they have some slight talking points that the establishment puts out. But other than that, the real situation, the real issues that Americans are desperate to hear about from our leadership are what the hell's going on with the shots in Nuremberg too, and nobody's saying that.
Sure.
Nobody.
Yeah. In fact, The Atlantic just published a story today, and you know this is going to be the thing, and it's obviously good that Damar Hamlin is looking like. He's going to come out of this and be all right and maybe have a chance to live a normal life. But with that good news, of course, they're going to use it to say, see, vaccine skeptics, see, it had nothing to do with the vaccine. And then the Atlantic publishes the story today saying that the whole thing about vaccine side effects is a myth. So, again, I don't know the full story here. I think it would appear that you have a myocarditis or some other side effect from the vaccine that could have made the situation worse. I still think it was the contact that caused the event, but it was made worse potentially by a vaccine side effect. But we're never going to get to know that. They're going to cover that up, and they're going to write hit pieces today saying, see, told you so.
Well, I mean, they can lie all they want. We know what they're doing. They're lying. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah, and that's good, Tim. It's just I want to focus on the Kevin McCarthy issue today. And it's been 2 minutes. I don't disagree. It's a good call here. But I want to continue to focus on the House vote as we've now moved into the eighth vote. And I'm telling you this exact same thing is going to happen. Let's go to Lyle in Idaho. Lyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm a skeptic, no matter who gets in there, but, aside of being blackpilled, I sent an email to Russ Bolcher, who's my representative in Northern Idaho, last night. And in essence, what I said to him was I was disappointed not to see your name on the list to remove McCarthy, that the establishment neocons, including Boehner, the first 2 years of the Trump administration were just business as usual with K Street running the show. We can't even get a southern border secured. McCarthy was pivotal in doling out dark money from the donor class of the neocons through back channels to oust Madison Cawthorn in North Carolina.
Yeah, and to keep others like Joe Kent out as well.
Yeah, and the truth is, if you dig into these neocons' backgrounds, they're as corrupt and feckless as Pelosi, Schiff, and Schumer, and if the rhinos taking money from FTX after being laundered back from the Ukraine, or McConnell's wife's ties to the CCP Chinese shipping corporations, I mean, the politicos get rich and the American people get bupkis, you know?
You're absolutely right. And again, it's ironic that Kevin McCarthy using his power over the purse to keep good candidates out of the House of Congress is ultimately, I think, going to end up backfiring on him and keeping him out of being the speaker. But you're absolutely right. Why does the donor class like Kevin McCarthy so much? Why does the D.C. establishment like Kevin McCarthy so much? Because he was effective at making sure that good Republican candidates didn't cross the finish line like Joe Kent and so many others. Now, Laura Loomer reporting on this with the receipts today. I mean, she's literally publishing the receipts on her Twitter account. Here's the FEC proof that GOP leader Kevin McCarthy received funds from FTX co-chair Ryan David Salame. McCarthy received up to $30 million in stolen FTX funds, which were illegally used in GOP primaries. And she's tagged AOC in this because yesterday she ran into AOC outside of Congress and asked her if she knew about this. Now, AOC was trying to run from Loomer, but she was able to elicit a response when she brought up the issue of the FTX money, to which AOC said she hadn't heard of that yet. And so maybe she's heard of it now. But absolutely, that's why Kevin McCarthy got in there. Thank you for the call, Leo. Let's quickly go to Tito in California. Tito, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? So I just want to say thank you to those 20 Republicans standing up, because it just shows that, you know what, grassroots, we matter. You know, we the people matter. And it also reminds me of in California when the governor's race, there was conservative Republicans standing up to the GOP by not voting for Brian Dawley. It reminds me of that a lot, meaning that, hey, we're here, we matter, and they're listening. So I support what they're doing.
Well, and here's what is been a phenomenon that I've witnessed, and that's just because this is what I do. I consume probably an unhealthy amount of news, but I've noticed this trend. Whenever I go to the establishment legacy media outlets, like a Fox News with the same elitists that have been on there for decades, they're all the ones saying support McCarthy. Whenever I go to American Patriot media or alternative media or conservatives who aren't part of the establishment swamp, they're all against McCarthy. So there's clearly a break here. It's never been more obvious about who wants the establishment status quo to stay the same and who wants it to change. It's never been more obvious, just like it was in 2015 and 16 with Trump. We're living it all over again, just like I said we would, and I'm here for it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion yet from InfoWarsStore.com. If not, what are you waiting for? Let me tell you why I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Over 100% the daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and so much more. You've got boron in here, glycine in here, L-glutamine in here, coenzyme Q10, and so much more. Magnesium, I can just go on and on. Zinc, it's all in this amazing Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink powder. And I start every morning with it. I like to mix it with juice and then chase down the rest of my supplements with it. Now, if you're a parent at home with kids, I highly suggest putting this in your fridge as a refreshing beverage instead of the high fructose corn syrup processed sugar drinks that so many kids drink these days that make them unhealthy. Put a nice ice cold pitcher of Vitamin Mineral Fusion in there, mix it with juice. They'll love the flavor and they'll be drinking something that's good and healthy for them instead of the toxic processed sugars and high fructose corn syrup in so many of the drinks that we see these days. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Selling out fast, it's one of our more popular products. You'll find out why when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. All right. Did you know who was surprised by this? CNN hires Rhino Adam Kinzinger as new senior political commentator. Oh, Adam Kinzinger going to CNN. That one was a little too obvious, wasn't it? That one was just way too obvious. All right, let's go back to your phone lines as we're getting ready to announce Kevin McCarthy losing for an eighth time. Truly amazing. The biggest loser in political history, perhaps, Kevin McCarthy now? That's incredible. And so we go to Brad in Pennsylvania now. Brad, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call and great show. Great job filling in for Alex, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and to your point about the supplements, I would encourage everybody to belly up to the bar and get some stuff at the InfoWars store because it's great. I spent a small fortune, and I'm happy to help because you guys, what you're putting out there, the news, there's no better news source to me, and so thank you again.
Well, I appreciate that, Brad, and let me tell you, I don't take it lightly that you put your blood, sweat, and tears into making a living, and then you share some of that here with us. And that's why we, myself, the crew, and Alex have put our blood, sweat, and tears into this every day. So it's a mutual thing, and we salute you. We're all in this together, brother.
Yeah, we are. And it's, you know, and thanks for the great interview with Roger there. He pointed out some great information on McCarthy and what's going on behind the scenes. He definitely, you know, what Stone said about him being propped up by lobbyists and maybe somebody else, I don't know who, but, you know, the people that want to run our government into the ground are who are trying to prop McCarthy up. And
yeah, I mean, clearly at this point, if you're Kevin McCarthy and you're in it for your own reasons, right, and you're your own man and maybe you wanted that seat for whatever reasons, you really wanted that seat, but after taking, I mean, three losses you think would be enough. Seven, though. After seven, he still won't step aside. That tells you that somebody else is telling him, no, you're not done.
Right. They're propping him up, and he's spineless. See, everybody knows it, just like McConnell. They're pathetic. They need to get out of the way. And but I predict that, just like you're saying, that nothing is going to change. They're going to keep ramming him up, standing him up, and letting him be the Pinocchio or the punching bag until they go, oh, he won. He magically won. Just like Biden magically won, just like all these bums that they keep throwing at us and telling them, oh, they won. No, they didn't. Stop lying.
Well, they might think that that's going to be the case, but in their arrogance, and they're used to just ramming home whatever they want is their will and us just taking it, I don't think that's going to be the case this time. I'm really sitting here thinking that's not going to be the case, but you're right. They may just never stop. I mean, this thing could go on forever, potentially, and I'm okay with that. Fine, shut it all down. And, Brad, thank you for the call and all the support. And, you know, here's the interesting thing, because let's go back in time a little bit to just ahead of the midterm elections, or even just after, where we're scratching our head, where's the red wave? How, after this disastrous Biden administration, did Republicans not have huge victories across the board? Forget about whatever we think about the integrity of elections. That's what we're saying. How can the Republican Party not be more effective against this Biden administration? How could the Republicans not have had more victories in the midterms after this disastrous administration? And we ID'd the problems. It was the Republican leadership of the Mick leadership. McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel. Well, the establishment neocons forced McConnell and McDaniel back down our throats. So we're just trying to get rid of one of the problems here. And so that's what this is all about. McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel have failed this country. They have failed the Republican voters. They have failed themselves. But apparently they don't care about failure. They're like Democrats. They must be Democrats because they somehow fail up. But no, we identified the problems, and that was the Mick leadership of the Republican Party. So, yeah, getting one of those Mick leaders out of the leadership role is exactly what we need to do. I wish we could get three, but right now it's only one that we can get. So it continues. Let's go to Paris in Arizona. Paris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy New Year, Owen. I hope you had a good time off with your family this past holiday.
Thank you.
So I have to do a quick plug real quick for you with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I was diagnosed with stage 3 kidney failure about 3 years ago. And I started taking Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and everything started to change. Right now, no longer in kidney failure, and I owe it all to your products on InfoWars. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
So, you know, Alex always says you can judge a person by their enemies. And right now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has all the right enemies for me. I really want to hear her reasoning behind endorsing Kevin McCarthy. And where's Trump? Where's Donald Trump? He hasn't said anything in the last few days with this vote going on in the House.
And let me just pause you right there and try to address this situation. Folks, I said it a couple weeks ago. I'm not trying to be. I still support Trump. I'm rooting for the Trump redemption tour here, or revenge tour, if you will. But he's flatlined politically. His campaign is flatlined. He's reeling right now because he doesn't get the attention he wants. He's not getting any of the results with the things that he's asking for or expressing desire for. So, I mean, look, Donald Trump can either read the room and get on board with what the voters of Donald Trump want, or he can continue to flop and flail around with his political campaign that, to me, is flatlining right now.
I think the Trump train is finally dying, unfortunately. I voted for him. I still support him. But right now, he really needs to speak out about the person he's endorsing. That's, what, 8 times now being said to no to the office, having to be kicked out of the speaker's office for being a squatter.
Well, and I would say, normally I would say he should probably say nothing, but the fact he already put his voice out there in support of McCarthy, you'd think he'd want to have some sort of follow-up to save face, but nothing.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. so please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Force Plus are still 50% off. The bad news is they're very close to selling out, and by Monday of next week, and I'm cutting this ad on January 5th, 2023, we're going to have to go back to full price. And then about a week after that, they'll be sold out. So that's good news. You can still get the products. It's bad news because they're about to be sold out because they're also some of our best-selling products, and we don't have them. We can't fund the operation. So it is a real conundrum, but that's just where we're at. I want to thank all the listeners for your ongoing support. But if you want Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's so incredible for your immune system, your whole body, and DNA Force Plus that helps your telomeres last longer and cleans out your mitochondria and so much more, you can get them both exclusively, top-of-the-line supplements, at InfoWarsStore.com. Still 50% off until this coming Monday. They're going to be sold out for months and months. Thanks for all your support. Now, please visit InfoWarsStore.com.
There you go. Thank you, Alex. We're back here live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We are covering the House Speaker vote and taking calls on it. The eighth vote is going to be underway shortly, and I suspect nothing will change. And they'll probably do it for a ninth time and then resume the exact same thing tomorrow. Again, though, the good news today, let me just mention this right now. Bills safety, Damar Hamlin is starting to show signs of life again, moving his eyes, moving some of his extremities. But in lieu of that, the mainstream establishment media is coming out and reinforcing that this has nothing to do with a vaccine. But I'll tell you this, folks. There is this is a no-win situation here, because I don't know how you tiptoe around this issue. You can ignore the vaccine as a potential problem and a factor in this, and I expect that they will continue to do that. So then what are you doing? Well, you're now sacrificing that what is to be considered a routine hit in the NFL could be potentially fatal. So that's the conclusion they're going to have to reach and land on, since they're going to ignore the potential factor of the vaccine here. But I really think this debate has just begun. And so just as this good news is coming out about Hamlin, of course, the mainstream media that promoted these deadly vaccines is all over this, saying it had nothing to do with the vaccine. Don't talk about the vaccine. It was the comitocordis that caused this, which I still believe it was the hit that caused the cardiac event. But if he was vaccinated, there is no doubt that the vaccine probably made this event much worse. And that's why it's such a rare thing that we hadn't seen with a common hit like that, that has happened probably millions of times since NFL football has been played. Why this time did it happen? Is it because of the vaccine, or is it really just a one in a billion shot there? So they're going to ignore the vaccine as a potential factor, and then they're not going to want to have the true reckoning moment, which is, okay, so you have just submitted that a common NFL hit, which, again, to reiterate, folks, a common NFL hit is extremely violent. If you're ever on an NFL sideline, every play sounds like a car crash, okay? So, yes, common hits in the NFL are extremely violent. But having said that, you don't see routine hits like that, as violent as they may be, causing cardiac arrest. So how is the NFL going to try to thread this needle, and are the players going to be silent? Is all the media going to be complicit? Are we just going to have to sit here and unspokenly, just have an unspoken agreement that, okay, well, now common NFL hits can result in heart attacks and maybe death, and so play ball? Or is there going to be somebody that steps up and tries to change that conversation that has enough willpower and gravitas to do so? But what do you think about this? The George Floyd GoFundMe fundraiser raised over $40 million. The Damar Hamlin GoFundMe fundraiser has raised just shy of $7 million. Think about that what you want. But figured we'd share that with you. But as the signs of life start to return to Hamlin, the media is running overtime to tell you it had nothing to do with the vaccine. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and we've got Owl Killer in Virginia. Owl Killer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. So I want to hit on the McCarthy thing, but, you know, with Roger bringing up that Jeb Bush was at Governor DeSantis' inauguration, hey, look, you, myself, Alex, we supported Trump. I still have the Trump signs without Pence on them. I still have them. I was one of his earliest supporters. But this guy brought Bolton, all those loser generals that never won a war in their life, talking about the Sombrero War. They're 0 for the century. So, and probably one of the worst judges of characters. So, and then you got McCarthy on the World Economic Forum on their page as already the Speaker of the House. So what Trump needs to do, if he wants to get back, if he wants us to support him, he better call out the World Economic Forum, because DeSantis is doing it. He has done it. I haven't heard Trump open his mouth once about it. He said his first tweet was about the World Economic Forum. It would change the world in 30 seconds. On the Marjorie Taylor Greene side of things, hey, look, I don't know if you remember, but Jeff Sessions was Captain America in the Senate. All right. He brought up globalism. He brought up the fact that the Leon Panetta, when he was Secretary of Defense, was trying to deploy our troops under UN charter. And when he became the Attorney General, the guy was emasculated. So something happened with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look, I don't care about her personal life, but she's got to own whatever it is so they can't hold it over her head. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Thanks for the call, Owl Killer. And, you know, just to kind of go back in time with you for a minute, I remember, you know, Steve Bannon was one of Trump's original advisors when he was president. And when he got fired, I think he was officially fired. I don't remember if he resigned or he was fired, but I think it was maybe a mutual thing. But I remember when that happened, he came out and made a public statement saying Trumpism is dead. I never forgot that. And I think maybe we have a better idea of what that meant. Now, getting to the issue of what you talked about, Trump being a bad judge of character, I think it's a fair statement. I think that he proved that, at least whether it was a mistake or whether he's learned from it, we may not know. But, yeah, absolutely, some of the appointments and decisions he made with people bringing in to help him in his first 4 years as president were not good decisions. Maybe he learned better, maybe not. But again, going back to this Jeb Bush thing, look, I don't really take much out of it. I don't think the Bushes controlled DeSantis. And if anything, maybe the Bushes and the Republican establishment are trying to cozy up with DeSantis right now because they want to put him under their wing, or they want us to be turned off from him. So they throw Jeb Bush out there so that you see it and you say, oh, no, I don't want DeSantis. I'm not really taking much from that, quite frankly. I'm looking at what DeSantis is doing and saying, and I continue to like it. And if the Bushes start to hang around, that's not going to change really how I feel about him or the Bushes. But people are mentioning that, and it's been brought up a couple times now, so figured we'd briefly mention that. All right, we're gonna come back here and continue to take calls for another segment ahead of Paul Joseph Watson taking over, and then I will be back hosting the War Room, continuing to take calls. And the eighth vote is, it's pretty much concluded. It's not officially concluded yet, but it's going exactly how we thought it would go. And McCarthy is about to be handed his eighth loss. So this is just completely embarrassing. You know, the candy bar costs $10 or whatever, and you've only got five, and you keep trying to pay with $5, but you don't have 10. And so it's just, how many times are you going to do that? Well, eight times is the answer now. So will we have nine? Will Kevin McCarthy go 0 for 9? And why won't he just step aside? Why won't he spare himself the embarrassment? Maybe he's not the one in control. We'll take more calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out, and we won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document and clean out your cells, your mitochondria. Take your immune system to the next level and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast and keeps us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health and to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, thank you, Alex. This is going to be my final segment here hosting the Alex Jones Show for today. I'll be back hosting the War Room. Paul Joseph Watson about to take over. Let me squeeze in a couple more phone calls here, and I will be taking more. If you want to hold on before the War Room, you can do that. Or if you just, you know, prefer to hang up, save yourself some time, and call back. Either way. Let's go to Skyler in Michigan. Skyler, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing, man?
Good.
Good. Good to hear from you. Shout out to the Rumble chat real quick. This is Ivan. Everybody, how you guys doing? Owen, I want to talk to you about this McCarthy deal. Just so you know, the longest vote ever was 133 votes over 2 months for Speaker of the House. So we're just getting started. There is
when was
no
that?
Bottom.
When was that? Was that in like the 1850s?
1865.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
1860. So we haven't hit the bottom yet. These guys, they don't have a bottom, all right? There is no honor in politicians.
And it was the Democrats then, too.
It always is. It always is. But the thing I want to bring up, Owen, and I love you to death, man. You know, plug an X2, by the way, in the middle. But you have an unfailing white pill inside of you, I'll say, maybe. Maybe I'm black-pilled. Maybe you're more realistic. Maybe I'm less realistic. But there is something called controlled opposition. I know you know about this. And in Venezuela is a perfect example of it. And they have people who are like Venezuela first, who speak out against it, maintain their own government. They get money from the opposition, and it's sort of a similarity to what we're seeing here with some of these people. I'm not saying Marjorie Taylor Greene got FTX money from McCarthy. I mean, we know McCarthy got it, but we don't know, okay? That's the thing. We get paid lip service. We digest it, and if we like what they say, we kind of go with it. So I don't know where we're going to end up with this, but it is good to see some pushback finally in Congress to what end it'll come out to. I don't know. I just don't feel like we're going to get one of our people, quote unquote, in there. We're going to end up with another deep state rat.
Well, I understand the concern there. I don't think Byron Donalds is controlled opposition or deep state or anything like that. I don't think Matt Gaetz is. So,
but will those guys get into the position? I'm saying they might not be, but will they?
Well,
ever
yeah, okay. Well, I see what you're saying effective with that. Well, the time will only tell with that. But even the holdouts remaining consistent as they have for now the eighth time, McCarthy loses again. Then that'll be enough at least to keep the deep state operative that I believe Kevin McCarthy is out of that position. Or whether he's that or not, he's a failed leader. I mean, again, we identified the failed Republican leaders, McDaniel, McCarthy, and McConnell. And if we can at least get rid of one of them, that'll be good moving forward. And thank you for the call, Skyler. And just to address the other thing, you know, here's what it is, folks. When I'm spending all these hours reading the news, covering the news, listening to our lying politicians day after day, listening to our lying media day after day, it is a black pill thing. It's like, how can this be so bad? How can it be so corrupt? How do we recover from this? This is just straight evil. I don't even get off into the lies about wars or the trans kids, all the other stuff. But when I get away from it, and when I'm spending time with friends and with family, or I'm having a good time out at dinner, or maybe out on the golf course or a ball game, life is beautiful. Life is such a gift. And so that's kind of the paradox. It's like, this is all real. This will determine the fate of humanity and the future of America. It's important. It should impact us. But I mean, at what point do you say, hey, you know, there's a whole other world out there for me to go enjoy? I don't want to completely forget about that. I don't want to completely remove myself from that. I need that. I want that. I want to appreciate that. But it's also realizing that you could lose that if we don't save the country, if we don't save humanity. So it's a bit of a paradox. But no, I mean, I'm a lover of life, man. I mean, I love music. I love art. I love culture. I love human endeavor and accomplishment and excellence. So it's like, it's a weird thing. It's like, yeah, the best of both worlds, right? It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. I'll stop right there, but since you brought it up, let's go to Marvin in Alabama. Marvin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you. Hey, with Matt Gaetz throwing Trump's name out there, it kind of makes me realize a lot of people are blaming MTG for supporting McCarthy, but she's only doing that because Trump asked her to. Now, whether or not they have some kind of scheme or plan to get his name into the hat, I don't know, but I would caution people about being careful what they wish for, because if Trump gets that seat, you're never going to see an investigation into the vaccine, ever. I mean, how can he investigate something he played a role in? And people don't want to use logic when it comes to this. So, like, right now, If we could investigate, you know, Fauci and Biden, would the buck stop at Fauci and we would say, oh, that's high enough? Or would we say, no?
Well,
we need
now
that.
I think the situation here would be, you're not going to get an investigation into the vaccines from the House. What you might get in that fashion is some form of an investigation into what happened at Twitter, and then the censorship of certain stories or certain words or phrases, or maybe even medicines that could have been treated, could have been used to treat COVID. I don't expect the big investigation that'll bring down the vaccine controversy to come from the House. That's going to come from grand juries. That's going to come from lawsuits. So I don't really think that comes into play with Trump as a speaker. I think the Trump as a speaker thing is kind of a ridiculous pipe dream, quite frankly. But Matt Gaetz did throw the name out there, maybe just as a jest or as a troll. Certainly Marjorie Taylor Greene got a kick out of it. She was laughing about that for about a minute afterwards. But I don't think the investigation into the vaccines is, well, we're not going to get what we want from the House. That's going to have to come from grand juries and other lawsuits, or even action from states like in Florida. So I wouldn't think too much about Trump being speaker, and I wouldn't think too much about having a House investigation to expose what's going on with the vaccines. Maybe with the censorship and stuff with Twitter, maybe into Fauci, but overall I don't think that's where it goes. All right, let's go to Robin in Georgia. Robin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, this actually piggybacks off the last caller. I think you're wrong about that and with my idea, but to just try to think this through. I was so angry at you Monday. I swore I was never going to listen to you again. You're my favorite talk show host, but I am. I got over it. But just think this through. What if someone nominated, I don't know, someone who had a big vendetta against the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, and possibly a vendetta, or not necessarily a vendetta, but knows that those agencies have to be cleaned out. They know they have to be cleaned out. What Donald Trump should have done.
And who would that be?
One person. That person has a D in front of his name. And I cannot, I'm more conservative than you are. I cannot even believe I'm going to suggest this. Robert Kennedy Jr. And Robert Barnes can actually, you know, I'd love to know his idea about him running for higher office, which, but he's the one person. I've never really been interested in the Kennedys, but I was at a workshop a couple of months ago, and I heard him speak several times. That guy walks the walk.
Well, let me just stop you right there, because I don't want to go off on a vaccine issue. And, okay. I'm just curious. What was it that I said Monday that upset you so much?
Oh, I was upset over the football thing. I have a daughter who dates an ex-NFL football quarterback. So I watch a lot of football. Trust me, my husband is in front of that TV. I've seen a lot of football. I've seen a lot of football from the sidelines. And you and I will disagree about that. But you are one of those people. And I'll have to say you're like Robert Kennedy Jr. Catherine Austin Fitz describes him as there's only a few men in America that can navigate the refiner's fire. That means you can take the heat.
Well, I appreciate that, and I knew that upset a lot of people, and I stuck to my guns on that issue. It's still open-minded to it, and I'm glad you've decided to tune in to me again, that it wasn't a deal-breaker. As far as the Speaker of the House thing is concerned, it's just Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not going to be the Speaker of the House. And so I would just say the issue with the vaccines causing all the deaths and illness, it's not going to be resolved via the House. It's going to come from grand juries or maybe governors.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.